The next patient is Alan Drake. The last name is D-R-A-K-E. First name, Alan, A-L-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that presents, or that comes to the office because has been referred by the primary care, Ms. Stacy Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y, A-R-M-P, for the presence of CKD stage 4. Apparently, this patient has been told for many years that he has evidence of protein in the urine. Period. Whether or not the patient has a family history of chronic kidney disease, is the most likely situation. Two or her of his sisters are with chronic kidney disease, and he is with chronic kidney disease stage 4. Period. We have the opportunity to review the referral, and there is evidence of the presence of hypertension, gout, and neuropathy in the lower extremities. He doesn't have any evidence of diabetes. Period. In March the 1st of 2022, the patient had serum creatinine of 2.73, a BUN of 52, elevated BUN creatinine ratio, hypercholesterolemia with a fasting cholesterol of 243, triglycerides of 217, LDL cholesterol of 151. The serum electrolytes with a sodium of 138, potassium 4.9, chloride 111, and carbon dioxide is 19 with albumin of 4.1, a normal liver function test. There was no evidence of anemia. The urinalysis is completely negative except for the presence of a 3+ protein. The hepatitis B surface antigen was negative. In April 10 of 2023, a patient had a laboratory workup in which the creatinine went up to 3.2, the BUN is 42, the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits, the CO2 is 21, the liver function test with the normal limits, cholesterol is 219, and this time the albumin creatinine ratio is 929. Vitamin D is 27, vitamin B12, 1020. Period. The patient was followed by a nephrologist in Nevada, where the patient used to reside, and there is not a history of a kidney biopsy. The patient mentions an ultrasound that was done more than a year ago, in which there is evidence of cysts. Period. So a physical examination, there is no evidence of kidney enlargement. period, the patient has evidence of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, A3, we don't have quantification of the kidney, of the proteinuria, unfortunately, and we don't have any serology except a negative hepatitis profile. Period. We are dealing with glomerulopathy that has been accompanied by the presence of hypertension. There is no evidence of anemia. At this point, we are going to request the 24-hour unit for creatinine clearance and protein, ultrasound of the kidneys, in order to allow the possibility of crystallization, hyperechogenicity, kidney stones obstruction, and decide whether or not it's worth to do a kidney biopsy in order to clarify the condition. Number two, the patient has a history of gout that has been in remission for a long time. The most likely situation is that it's playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, peripheral neuropathy, following number arterial hypertension that is under control. I have to point out that the patient has a thyroid profile that is negative. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We are going to follow him closely and we'll keep you posted of the progress. Paragraph. I spent 25 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 30 minutes and in the documentation 8 minutes.